Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Monica, and from France we hear from Father Jean-Jacques Paranez, a Dominican friar who spent many years in the Middle East and Arab and Muslim countries pursuing interreligious dialogue. He now lives in Lille at the novitiate house of the province of France and continues his commitment for interreligious dialogue. The title of his preaching today is Love Above and Beyond.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. When the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you and where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, by you yourself thrown out. People will come from east and west, and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are the last who will be first, and first will be last." Maybe some of us are just back from summer vacations, and Jesus greets us with one of those demanding phrases he's known for. "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." But isn't it God's desire that all should be saved? If he created us in his image and likeness, is it not to have the joy of reuniting his children? In the book of Isaiah, we read, "Thus says the Lord, I am coming to gather all nations from every language. They will come and see my glory. And from all nations they will bring all your brothers as an offering to the Lord, to my holy mountain, to Jerusalem, says the Lord." To make us dream of this beautiful reality, the book of Revelation presents a vision of an immense crowd from every nation, tribe, people, language, gathered at the foot of the throne of the Lamb. So how may we understand Jesus' response to his disciples? What is this narrow gate through which we are invited to try to enter? Perhaps it is that supplement of love to which we often feel called when we agree to live as disciples of Jesus. Supplement of love is what happens in a couple when one of the partners has to take care of the other, who is declining and requires a great deal of care, patience, and kindness. It is what parents of a desired child are called to do, watching over him or her night and day. This is a choice maybe young men and women who choose to give their lives to the Lord as consecrated. There are in fact 1,001 ways of living out this extra love, supplement of love, this passage through the narrow gate to which Jesus called his disciples. It certainly means forgetting oneself, and yet it's not sad at all. It's a path of joy. We realize this when we listen to men and women who have given their whole lives for the Lord. And this is lived beyond the limits visible of the church. The door is narrow, but many will still make it to the kingdom. The paradox of love. Let us dare to take the path that leads to joy.